A jury in New Orleans has ordered the tobacco industry to pay more than $500 million to help Louisiana smokers quit. The verdict comes in a class action lawsuit brought on behalf of an estimated 500,000 Louisiana smokers. It's the first time a court has ordered cigarette makers to fund efforts that help people stop smoking. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been covering the trial.
This jury had already found that cigarette makers conspired to make a deadly and addictive product and tried to hide the dangers. In the second phase of the trial, the jury fashioned the unusual remedy of a smoking cessation program funded by the tobacco industry. New Orleans attorney Joe Bruno represented smokers in the landmark case.
We have here is a way to, one, address the lying, the conspiracy, the fraud, address the fact that they've purposefully engineered their products to addict. Everything they've done is to get people to be hooked on cigarettes. So to me, the most natural response to that is a cessation program that helps people get away from that addiction.
Bruno and his colleagues were asking for a $1.1 billion trust fund over 25 years to pay for everything from counseling and nicotine patches to training doctors and even pastors to help people quit. The jury agreed to all the proposed components of the plan, but to only make them available for 10 years at a cost of $590 million. Tobacco firms had argued the plan was excessive and duplicates programs already available. Now they're preparing to appeal, arguing the lawsuit should never have gone to trial as a class action with all Louisiana smokers lumped together in one case. John Mulderig is Associate General Counsel for Altria, the corporate parent of tobacco giant Philip Morris.
Smokers' decisions about whether to smoke or whether to quit smoking are uniquely individual. As a result, courts in this country have recognized that these cases should not be certified as class actions.
This trial was one of the first tobacco cases brought by smokers who weren't sick but claimed addiction as their injury. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.